Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, June 29th. Elon Musk rallied the troops at Tesla with only 2 days left in the quarter. The CEO says that the company could break even in the second quarter, despite the global pandemic. Last week, Electrek reported that Tesla could surprise with strong deliveries in the second quarter, after sources familiar with the matter had bright hopes, and a Tesla semi-truck was spotted appearing to be facilitating deliveries and filling gaps where trucking companies had not yet returned to full work. In the new email today entitled Down to the Last Few Days, Elon Musk wrote, quote, "Breaking even is looking super tight. Really makes a difference for every car you build and deliver. Please go all out to ensure victory." Tesla Energy is entering the European energy market with its Autobidder platform to monetize energy storage products. Tesla has deployed more solar and energy storage systems at the residential level and on a utility-type scale, and managing those distributed systems to act as a giant electric utility. And now, Tesla's software to control those energy assets has been accepted by the European Power Exchange. Tesla Energy executive Rohan Ma commented on the announcement, quote, "We are excited to launch our Autobidder platform in Europe this summer for Tesla customers seeking to monetize their energy storage assets in electricity markets." Tesla has announced a Model 3 performance range increase for the version of the vehicle made in China. When announcing the production of the Model 3 in China, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said that the automaker would only produce the lower-end versions of the car. However, this plan seems to have been abandoned following the global pandemic. Tesla announced the results on its official Weibo account in China. According to Google Translate, it reads, quote, "Today we released the national standard operating range of the Model 3 high-performance all-wheel drive version made in China on the official website. The cruising range test result is 635 kilometers. While 635 kilometers or 395 miles of range may sound impressive, the number is actually based on quite a lenient system called the NEDC driving cycle. Tesla has been spotted testing what could be a new array of sensors for autopilot on a Model S test mule vehicle. Matt Crowley spotted the Model S with a rig on top of the car near Tesla's headquarters in Palo Alto. He shared a few images with Electrek. The Model S has a manufacturer plates confirming that it is from Tesla itself. The car is capped with beams and rails across the roof of the car. Now, this rig houses several unknown sensors, but one of them appears to be a LiDAR sensor. Tesla has previously stated that it uses LiDAR sensors to validate other sensors in testing, but doesn't plan to use LiDAR in production vehicles. Tesla has launched an aftermarket Model 3 spoiler for $800, and now all Model 3 vehicles can improve drag and stability, not just the Model 3 performance. Tesla writes about the product on its shop website, quote, "Improve high-speed stability by adding the carbon fiber spoiler to your trunk lid, made from lightweight cross-woven carbon fiber with a matte epoxy finish." Now, the Model 3 spoiler not only improves stability, but does actually improve drag, according to an aerodynamic study from a third-party Tesla specialist company called Unplug Performance. Tesla delivered the first Model S sedan just 8 years ago this week, and today we look back on how it impacted the auto industry over that time. Back in June of 2012, Tesla started production of the Model S and delivered the first few signature Model S vehicles to customers. It was quite a big deal for Tesla since it was really the first vehicle designed and built from the ground up, and the first vehicle produced at its recently acquired Fremont factory. By being the first all-electric vehicle to become a best-selling vehicle in its segment, it pushed the entire industry to take a second look at their EV plans and to take a transition to electric powertrain more seriously. It helped launch the entire EV revolution, and 8 years later, the Model S program is still leading the way, most recently by becoming the first electric vehicle with over 400 miles of range. Porsche today in China announced the Taycan rear-wheel drive base model, and it was surprisingly tight-lipped about whether the car would come to the US or even Europe. The car is Porsche's longest-range electric vehicle, claiming a range of 489 kilometers or 303 miles, again using the lenient NEDC test. Porsche is offering two batteries, 79.2 kilowatt-hour standard or a 93.4 kilowatt-hour two-deck performance battery as an option. 0 to 100 kilometer time is stated as 5.4 seconds. The rear-wheel drive Taycan can be distinguished from its more pricey model siblings by its aerodynamically optimized 19-inch Taycan Aero wheels and the anodized brake calipers in black. Unfortunately, no word on what the base model will cost. India sells only about 2,000 electric vehicles per year, in a market of 4 million sales per year. The introduction of the new Tata Nexian EV is arguably the country's best attempt so far to make electric cars accessible to Indian buyers. Tata has converted its popular gas-powered Nexian compact SUV to pure electric, and the starting price is equivalent to about $18,000. The Indian government offers a package of incentives to the Nexian's 30.2 kilowatt-hour pack, and the $3,900 subsidy would reduce the entry price to a remarkable $14,000. Tata claims 312 kilometers or 194 miles of range using India's ARAI certification program. Electrek applauds Tata for their approach. For all the advances in the American electric car market, the mass market affordability that Tesla and others have promised remains elusive. Nikola Motors, the de facto Tesla Motors copycat with a hydrogen twist, announced that they started taking $5,000 deposits for a pickup truck that unfortunately exists only in renders at the moment. After Tesla unveiled the Cybertruck and its polarizing design, Trevor Milton, the founder of Nikola Motors, said that he now plans for Nikola to build a pickup, which he's going to call the Badger. Commenting on the Tesla Cybertruck, Milton said, quote, "We were not planning on it if he built a good-looking truck. I was waiting to be the first on the list, but I would never buy a Cybertruck. The Badger is what I was hoping Tesla would build design-wise. So if he won't, I will. Now our interest is sky high, and why wouldn't I?" Also in February, Nikola announced their plans for the Nikola Badger with a battery fuel cell hybrid powertrain enabling 600 miles of range and a 0 to 60 acceleration in 2.9 seconds. At that time, they released a few renders, and Nikola is now taking $5,000 deposits to reserve the pickup truck, which won't be unveiled until December. Chesapeake Energy Corporation, which was once the United States' number two natural gas producer as a result of fracking, has now filed for bankruptcy. The oil and gas giant helped lead the shale boom that boosted the U.S. fossil fuel industry. The bankruptcy occurred because of the pandemic, low energy prices, Chesapeake's huge amount of debt, and its ill-calculated move into oil. A new study from Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, published in Science Advances, provides strong evidence of the causal link between long-term fine particulate matter exposure and premature death rates. Based on the finding, the researchers estimated that if the U.S. lowered its fine particulate matter, or PM2.5 standard, the U.S. would save 143,257 lives in one decade. Concerning these findings, Electrek spoke to John Bachman, former associate director for science and policy, and the new programs from the EPA Office of Air Quality Planning and Standards. Bachman said, quote, "This nationwide study is easily the most sophisticated and comprehensive air pollution epidemiology study to date." He went on to say, "It's an example of the rare silver bullet study, the implications of which simply cannot be ignored." A group of more than 200 Dutch farmers secured 500 million euros to build one of the largest onshore wind farms in the country. The 322-megawatt, 83-turbine wind farm will be around 31 miles east of Amsterdam. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Juiced Scorpion. The electric bicycle slash moped slash mini bike features a dual suspension system, solid wheels, street tires, large moto headlight, and hydraulic disc brakes. Electrically, the 750-watt motor and the 676-watt-hour battery can lug this 100-pound bike up to 45 miles of range. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.